I think that this is a conversation that is really ripe to be had. Quite unintentionally, we've been a victim of our success here in Grand Rapids. We have a thriving city. We've got nearly full employment. However, there are people who have not benefited from that growth, and those are the folks who are being priced out of the housing market.
That is Michigan House Representative Winnie Brinks speaking from her office in Grand Rapids. Tuesday evening, Representative Brinks hosted a town hall at the Inner City Christian Federation to discuss the affordable housing crisis with the public. Prior to the event, Brinks told WGVU that for many people living in the Grand Rapids area, the crisis translates to choosing which bills to pay and which bills to ignore.
One of the common things that happens when housing becomes unaffordable is that other bills also suffer. So people have a difficult time paying their utilities, for instance, or getting their car repaired. When we get to that point where those key expenses can't be covered and pay rent, we end up with folks who are unable to get to work. It becomes a huge barrier for success in employment, and that causes problems not only for businesses, but obviously for families.
Recently, Grand Rapids City Manager Greg Sundstrom presented the City Commission with a number of proposals that address the affordable housing crisis. Those proposals came from the recommendations of the City Housing Advisory Committee. Committee Chair and City Commissioner John O'Connor joined Brinks at the town hall as a panelist. He says while the crisis will take time to fix, local lawmakers are actively working on the problem.
From the city's perspective, it's important that folks know that we are paying attention, we are listening, and we're going to continue to make strides to be a partner in this and listen to your concerns and try to do everything we can to make sure that there's additional opportunity in the future for more affordable housing.
According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, an individual must make nearly $21 an hour working a full-time job to afford a three-bedroom apartment at market rate in the Grand Rapids area, far more than Michigan's $8.90 minimum wage. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.